You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. High Five is live at William Hill now. If your selection wins a High Five race by five or more lengths, you'll get a 25% bonus on your winnings. And if you back the runner-up and it's beaten five or more lengths, you'll get your money back as a free bet. The offer applies to races with six or more runners at all National Hunt meetings on a Friday and Saturday, all National Hunt races shown live on terrestrial TV, and selected meetings during the rest of the week. High Five from William Hill. Terms and conditions apply. Visit williamhill.com or the William Hill app for more details. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Racing Podcast from William Hill. My name is Jack, and because we're a few days away yet from the Boxing Day action, there will be a full preview podcast coming out tomorrow. That's the 23rd of December. But in the meantime, myself and James Millman are going to look at some of the things that we're all looking forward to on Boxing Day. And we're going to start with the King George. Cucard and Thistlecrack, at the time of recording, are both 5-4 favourites. And there's quotes on the front of the Racing Post, James, with Paul Nicholls going for one and Ruby Walsh opting for the other.
Yeah, definitely. It's an interesting King George. Luckily, that is our team. They're taking each other on because Cucard and Thistlecrack are dominating the market as such. And if it was any one of them, I think it would be a very one-sided affair. But I do like Thistlecrack, to be fair. Generally, I would have favoured him in a novice company, but because there's only seven runners, it's a small field for the King George, and like I say, it's easier, you know, for a novice in a smaller field. I think if there was 12, 13 runners, it could be too big a task for Thistlecrack, but for me, he's definitely one to favour. I'd agree with what Ruby Walsh says. Basically, I think Ruby says exactly the same. The fact that it's a small field will suit him as a novice, and he's definitely a high-calibre horse. Over hurdles, obviously won the World Hurdle very, very impressively last year, and he's not really done anything wrong in three novice chases so far. But the problem is, he's not really met high quality opposition, and that may well be the difference over the bigger obstacles on Boxing Day. Cucard obviously has done it all. He's won this race in the past. He's as good as ever when winning the Betfair chase at Haydock last time, and I'm sure Quantel's a little bit disappointed that they're running together, because he would have won probably two grade ones in the bag as such if Thistlecrack had gone for the Feltham. But it's going to be a fascinating race.
Yeah, there's some good horses in behind as well. Obviously, we know about Joss's Hill and T for Two and Silvianico Conte. They're all great horses, but are we expecting them just to see the backsides of these front two?
You'd imagine so. Joss's Hill, for me, is interesting at 14-1. He's obviously been supplemented for the race by Nick Henson. His jumping was atrocious when he first started. Didn't make a proper shape over his fences, but that's gradually improved. And I was pretty impressed with his effort in the Peterborough Chase when he beat T for Two at Huntingdon the last time out. Obviously, 3 miles is going to be a slight question mark, but it's the right kind of race to go for, I think, and there's not much strength and depth as such in this year's King George. And he is interesting. T for Two obviously gave Lizzie Kelly that grade one success in winning the Feltham a year ago, which is always a good trial for this contest. 14-1, he's probably a bit too big a price as well, but the problem is neither of those two horses have the class of either Cucard or Thistlecrack, so it'll be a big surprise if Colin Tizard doesn't win the race. For me, I would definitely be favouring Thistlecrack just because of the small field. He has a lot of talent, and it'd be fascinating to see what happens.
Yeah, and unfortunately, with just seven runners as well, those 14-1 would possibly be a decent shout for third place, but you're not going to get that, unfortunately, with this
exactly,
race.
Exactly, that's going to be the issue. I would imagine that they'd all be declared. You just mentioned Silvianico Conte. He won this in the past, but he seems to be a shade below his best nowadays, and I think it is between the two. But to be fair, jumping is the name of the game, and Coulthard came down in the Gold Cup, and obviously Thistlecrack is a novice, so there's no guarantees that both of them will have a clear round. So I wouldn't put you off the bigger prices. They could pick up the pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to have a look at the current prices, and as we say, at the time of recording, Thursday afternoon, both are at 5-4. If you click on the future races tab under the horse racing one on the William Hill website, you can find them there. And the other race we're just going to have a quick chat about is the Christmas Hurdle, which is taking place on the same afternoon. And Vroom Vroom Mag is 2-1, and Yanworth is exactly the same price. The new one at 11-4, and My Tent or Yours at 8-1. What are you thinking initially about this one? Another small field.
Yeah, at this point, again, it's a small field. This race traditionally is the case. And to be honest, the top two in the market are horses that probably a couple of months ago wouldn't have been running in the contest, because Yanworth, his aim was World Hurdle route. But obviously, the JP McManus team have, you know what I mean, Harry, you won the long walk very, very impressively. So Yanworth's actually dropped back to the 2-mile trip, the minimum trip over hurdles, because My Tender Yours has been disappointing this year. He's obviously been beaten by the new one and Chittabello already this year, so they've not really got a champion prospect. So Yanworth is dropping back to 2 miles, which could be a little bit on the sharp side for him. Against that, he's unexposed. He won nicely at Ascot last time out. Vroom Vroom Mag, a cracking mare. I thought she perhaps just got a little bit too much to do behind Applejade on her first run in Ireland, but she's entitled to come off the run on that occasion. I prefer her over Yarmouth. I'm actually going to put up the new one at the moment. He was going to have a novice chasing campaign, but it hasn't materialised for various reasons. But he was pretty impressive in winning at Cheltenham on his return, beating My Tent or Yours quite cosily. He had a positive, forceful ride over 2 mile on that occasion. I think that's what he needs at this trip. And the fact is, neither the top two in the market are perhaps true 2 milers as such, so the new one could be the one for me.
So could you be tempted by a Thistlecrack and new one double?
Yeah, I think you could have a Christmas double of that, a little bit in advance. I think both of them great chances, and that will certainly increase your value.
Yeah, we'll just get you a price for that. The new one currently at 11-4, and as we mentioned, it's 5-4 for Thistlecrack. The double pays almost 7.5-1.
Yeah, well, that could be a nice Christmas Boxing Day bonus for our listeners.
Indeed it could. James, thank you very much for your thoughts, and enjoy all the action over the festive period. The Racing Podcast will be back tomorrow with a full rundown of the Boxing Day cards.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.